From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The GOP-controlled Senate has passed a bipartisan bill authorizing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The controversial measure passed by a vote of 62 to 36. It would approve TransCanada's proposed pipeline that would carry some 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil. However, as NPR's Elsa Chang explains, it's not enough to override a threatened presidential veto.
Even though the House already passed its own Keystone bill earlier this month, the Senate added amendments to its bill, so now the House either passes the Senate's version or the two chambers go into conference to come up with a version they both like. Of course, the president has already said he'll veto the bill, and right now there aren't enough votes to override that veto.
NPR's Elsa Chang. The bill authorizes construction of the 1,200-mile pipeline that would carry crude oil from Canada's tar sands to U.S. oil refineries in Texas. President Obama is giving Democratic lawmakers a pep talk ahead of his budget unveiling Monday. The proposal calls for additional spending on domestic and defense programs at a time when Republicans control both chambers. NPR's Mara Liasson says the president is telling lawmakers not to be shy about their accomplishments.
The president told Democrats that his version of middle-class economics and the Republicans' approach had both been tried, but only one proved successful.
That's pretty rare where you have two visions, a vigorous debate, and then you test who's right. And the record shows that we were right, and middle-class economics does work.
The president repeated his threats to veto any Republican bill that would undermine Obamacare, Wall Street regulations, or his new executive actions on immigration. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department is looking for rap music mogul Suge Knight. As Daniel Carson reports, investigators say that Knight is wanted for questioning in the hit-and-run death of one man and the injury of another.
The confrontation began yesterday afternoon when Knight began arguing with two crew members on the set of a promotional shoot for the NWA biopic Straight Outta Compton. According to various reports, Knight and his friend Terry Carter were visiting the set when security guards allegedly asked them to leave. Someone driving Knight's truck gunned it into reverse, hitting the two men. Carter died at a local hospital, and actor Bone Sloan was reportedly injured. Police have not confirmed Knight was the driver and want to question him. Detectives say the alleged incident is being investigated as a homicide. In 1997, Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating the terms of his probation from an earlier assault case. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
You're listening to NPR News. Shares of Amazon jumped in after-hours trading on news that the company returned to profitability in the most recent quarter. This is based on growth in the cloud computing business. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Ashley Gross reports.
Cloud computing means hiring a company such as Amazon to run your computer system remotely instead of managing all those machines and software in-house. Amazon and rivals such as Microsoft have been spending a lot to build big computer server farms. In spite of that expense, IDC analyst Al Hilwa says it's an attractive business for Amazon.
They still make a lot more money on it than typically is made in retail.
Amazon doesn't break out its cloud computing revenue, but it lumps it into a category called other. That category was Amazon's fastest growing segment in the fourth quarter, climbing 41%. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
Poet and performer Rod McEwen has died.
Jean, the roses are red.
One of McEwen's hits was Jean from the film The Pride of Miss Jean Brody, starring Maggie Smith. McEwen created a trove of music, spoken word, and poetry recordings during the 60s and 70s. His half-brother says McEwen had pneumonia. He was 81. Officials in Pakistan say at least 20 people have been killed by a bomb at a crowded mosque. The attack in the southern city of Shikarpur left dozens of people wounded. There has been no claim of responsibility. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.